311.
Good day to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a really good Sunday. Whatever you've been doing, we trust you've been enjoying it. And welcome to the show, the 311 radio show. I am Crystal J. Paul. And as usual, we have the Barbados Fire Service. And today we have, I don't know if I should say a very special guest, but we haven't heard from him in a minute. I'm seeing a yes and a no. We would like to say good day to Station Officer Acting Wayne Vaughn.
Hello, people all. It's glad to be here.
And
bye.
Senior Fire Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
Yes, yes, the rose between the thorns, I guess they would say.
You understand?
Are you trying to roll this?
And the Fire and Life Safety Officer, Kevin Sobers.
Good afternoon, Barbados. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, good to see you all. Good to see you all. How have you been? These days, you know, you have to ask all the time, how are you doing? Because there are so many things happening.
You're so true. I can tell you we're dusty.
Yes, I spent all of yesterday, Saturday, cleaning the road at least to the house, because I spent all week trying to clean the dust off the house. So, but the road is still full of, so we spent the better part of yesterday sweeping, and me and some neighbors, and it's a little better than it was before. But so I don't know how many people heard in the intro when Natasha said I was back from Dubai. I feel like that because Dubai used to be a desert, and that's how exactly how I feel.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know what? I said, you know, with all that is happening, we still have just a taste of it. Imagine we're 118.25 miles away from St. Vincent. Yes. And they still traveled all that way to hit us here. Yep. Much less those who are in it. It's and to see the videos, you know, it's been really, really eye-opening. And, you know, in spite of what we have so much more than what they have, you know, in terms of so much less than what they have right now. So still, I still give thanks, you know.
Yes. Yeah, always, it goes back to that old saying, when you think that you have it bad, somebody else always has it worse.
Yes, that's so true. That's so true. So, yes, we know that a lot has been going on. You know, we want to encourage the people of Barbados to just to be cautious. You see people driving on the road and the dust is all over the place. We still have the volcanic ash in so many other places. And they are saying that it could be up to a year. We hope not. You know, this is, of course, worse than it was in 1979, much worse. But we hope not. But please,
we did offer a welcome stamp to Barbados, so I guess it took the welcome.
Let me apologize for him. I'm sure. Listen, his birth certificate is a sincere apology. Oh my goodness. But on the thing is, just now, one of the things I can say about it is that it brought S.O. Vaughn back to us.
Yeah, I got picked up in the dust. That's exactly, exactly.
And got you back to Bridgetown.
Yes, back to headquarters.
But very good.
On a serious note, one of the things that he said just now, and I want persons to take this into consideration. Now, we're cleaning our homes individually on the inside, but still yet what remains outside will impact us.
Yes.
And we keep talking about being our brother's keeper and whatever. I think this is the time now that persons should really come together. If you're living on the same street or whatever, make it a day. It doesn't make sense. I'm doing mine today, my neighbor doing tomorrow, somebody else doing next week. Make it a day where everyone comes out. Let's say we're scheduling this thing for 10 o'clock. You sweep up the portion that's in front of you. I'm going to sweep what's in front of me. And you heap that up and you collect it. So which means that there is less dust on the road at the end of the day. We're going to be more impactful that way than if Vaughn does it on his own on Monday. I can now on Tuesday. It means whatever was at me is going to blow down by him and vice versa, because you know this thing hit us east and it hit us west. And we know these are different times. Again, put aside whatever you are being impacted, I'm being impacted. Every time you go out your house, it means when you're coming back in, you're going to be bringing back of that in some of that back on the inside.
Yes.
So make it a neighborhood something, make it a
break your neighbors if necessary.
Yeah.
Break your neighbors if necessary. Offer them a good drink. And I had people who were even neighbors who came because I offered them a drink.
Oh God! What am I trying to do by you?
Resourceful ways of doing things.
Yes. But as we talk about the whole idea of cleaning up, and off air, Kevin and I were having a conversation about something he did, because we talk about our vehicles and the abuse that our vehicles had to take as a result of it. Literally over the last week, everybody was driving constantly with the air conditioner on. And Kevin said he had just changed his air filter in his car a few days before. Luckily, he still had the old one. When he just took the old one out, put the new one back inside the paper for the time being. So as well as the cabin filter, because don't forget, we run our air conditioner exclusively. So the cabin filter that filters the air that coming into the vehicle, that is also on the to-do list. The two of them shouldn't come to no more about $50 or $60. I would suggest that once we have some sense of normalcy, to go ahead and have the two of them change, if nothing else. If you're washing your car, make sure you pay special attention to running a little bit of water in that area where your radiator is located, because it is those things that the dust will build up on and can cause some problems down the road. So just one or two things that I thought we should mention as it relates to that.
Well, that is for those, especially, I mean, did you have the chance to cover down your vehicle before?
Well, that didn't help me much. I will tell you, I had two sheets on it. All it meant is that dust was on the sheet and underneath the sheet as well. It was pretty bad. And, you know, funny enough, I thought, well, good, I have a garage and it's undercover. That was worse, because the dust actually then circulated inside the garage and it continued. I tell you what, I'll be cleaning cracks and crevices in that vehicle for months to come.
Wow. What about the appliances at the stations?
Yeah, well, part of Archall, where I'm stationed, we try to put all of the trucks out of the dust as much as possible. And over the last week, each shift would volunteer, voluntold, but most of them volunteered. And we started from the roadside, and we started to give that station the one general clean, including the appliances. And fortunately, you know, what happened as a result of the dust is that the fires kind of dwindled down a little bit. And so we were able to keep them inside the bay for the most part. And them also suffered a little bit, but not as badly as, I guess, as those that didn't have, because the bay is covered and the doors can come down and shut. So that was not as bad at my station as it probably would be at one of the others.
Right. And for the other stations now, which would have had a heavier impact because of the way the stations are built with the decorative blocks that would have allowed for the stuff to come in and accumulate on the appliances. One of the routines that we have is that every morning, the driver on the off-going shift, he makes sure to hand over a clean vehicle to the oncoming shift. So it is, again, something that has been ingrained. It is part of our protocols. It is something that has been established, one of the standards that we have established. So you would find that, I know, one or two of the drivers who said they actually went on top of the truck itself and they would have hosed down from top right down. And again, because it is a team effort, they say many hands make light work. So if the Barbados Fire Service can say it as a team effort, we use the approach of a team effort. We do it as a team. We make the job easier. That's what I'm trying to put it out there, that people can get the general idea. When you do things as a team, it makes lighter work for you. And you get more of a response. You're able to reduce the amount of dust that you will be seeing inside your neighborhood, and that would be being impacted on you. Persons are talking about this thing and finishes. Yeah, but I don't see me sitting down waiting until this is finished to then decide that I am going to clean. Which brings me now to another point, which I was discussing with Sobers this morning. Because of these fine particles that we're dealing with, Station Officer Vaughn would have said that the number of fires we've had have reduced a bit. But it also creates a concern now, because if these particles get into equipment that generate heat, don't take it for granted, we can have other kinds of fires going. So we may have a reduction in the grass fires, but then you can see increase now in the amount of house fires or commercial fires. So it may, on one hand, the scale goes down, but on the other, it comes up.
I'm going to ask you to just repeat that point for me, to just reiterate it, because you're saying that fires in certain areas could increase because of...
Yes, fires in certain areas can increase because if you allow that dust particle... I remember that's what fire stuff. If you allow those particles, those small particles, to get into the elements that generate heat...
Yes.
It is going to add to the fuel. It is going to cause the friction, and it is going to cause combustion. So therefore, persons need to be mindful. You would heard us talking numerous occasions, something as simple as our house fan. Mm-hmm. We are paying down in certain areas, but the dust that we started getting after, not talking about the blackish one, you recognize that we had the blackish one, and then when the dome collapsed or was blown apart, whatever, we started getting more of a finer, grayer dust particle. And that is the one that's coming into the homes. People are saying, yes, they have the house closed, but they can still feel all the grit and everything underneath. That is what is getting into every little nook and cranny, according to S.O. Vaughn. And once it gets into any machinery that you have, whether it be the generator, whether it be the AC units, and these start to generate heat, it is only obvious because of that there is going to be some sort of combustion, which is going to lead to a fire.
That is very interesting and very, very, we need to take note of that. Air conditioning units as well, especially because some of them have the...
You cool on the inside, but don't forget that the elements outside the generator itself, that is creating energy in order to keep you cool.
And that has to vent. So if they build up on it, it can't vent properly, and there would increase the likelihood of it get overheated.
Getting overheated.
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Wow, that is serious.
Yeah.
We need to take that into account. You know, it's enough to have your place dusty, and if you're like me, I don't like to see dirt and dust on my floor, my white tiles, and so on. But relative to dust accumulation in an appliance that's on the outside or anything, as you say, that's combustible, that needs to be looked into. And we don't necessarily want to have to take the time to clean out every crack and crevice, as Officer Vaughn mentioned earlier, the crack and crevices in our appliances and whatever. But that's serious, and we need to look into that. So thank you. That's a good point.
Yeah, I just want to add to remind persons, yes, we're encouraging you to do cleaning. You know, you're really speaking about washing down, but just remember that Barbados is a water-scarce country, so if you have ways of catching water, or you have water that is not for drinking, that you have stored, that you can use that to do the cleaning down outside your properties. And also to add that when you're doing your washing down, be careful what it is that you're washing down. Because you have to remember, yes, you want to dust and clean, but there are the meter boxes, there are electric sockets, and all those electrically charged places outside of your homes or around your home. So be careful when you're washing down that you don't put water on those things which water should not really go on.
Which would bring us to another point.
Yep, like my skin.
If you...
Sorry, don't put water on my skin.
No, oh. Bob, there's no excuse for not bathing.
Oh, crap.
Come on. But then again, you know what? Yeah, we were talking about since they were water scarce. Yes,
right.
Reducing the amount of baths you have.
Yeah,
I'm playing my part. I love the Prime Minister. I love the Prime Minister. She said to only bathe once a day. And now then the water went up. No, I ain't got to bathe at all.
So he was just mentioning the electrical outlets, and if persons are mindful, you know, if you're going to be using an outlet on the outside, there are those outlets that come with a plate, a black plate that comes and covers those mm-hmm. electrical outlets. Those are the ones you should actually have on the outside in case anything happens, because you don't want water getting into that space. Now, if you're not retrofitted with that at this point in time, yes, I understand things are hard things, but if you can find a $5 or something, you go to the hardware store, I would advise you, if you're going to be washing down, take all of these things into consideration and change that plate. Make sure you have the correct plate there that would stop the water from going into the electrical outlet. Failing that, we know we have to turn and go back to what again? Advice by the Prime Minister, Alba Grease. So a lot of people at this point in time should be applying that method of the Alba Grease. Think in terms of your other counterparts, persons like Boss Cabell. I think I heard it earlier this week on, what's the program? Brass Bats or something like that. They were complaining that they didn't have water since Monday. And on top of that, the community tanks,
mm-hmm.
right, they didn't have any water either. So yes, you want to clean at you, but you need to be mindful of those persons who do not have resources like you do. And this is not the time to be wasting it. This is absolutely not the time to be wasting.
True. The other thing that we should, I think we've been beating this horse here for quite a bit, but I just wanted to add as well, one of the things that happens, for instance, is that like at my home where I have the tank that catches the water off the roof, and I use that water through a pump to wash down and stuff in the yard. I'm in a predicament now because I didn't think, well, okay, the ash is actually running into that tank. And if I run that water through my pump, I may very well destroy the pump as well. And so factor in that as well, because the residue has not run into the tank. The residue is hard. And, I mean, it's heavy. It goes down and settles at the bottom of your tank. And when your pump is pulling, your pump will pull all of that in. And if your pump is not filtered properly, even if it's filtered properly, you could have some issues with your pump. So just some things that you may need to consider as you go forward.
Right. These are good tips. I'm sure a lot of people didn't think of some of them. And that is very much appreciated. Yes.
Water from the top. Get a hose and you suck the water from the top. You don't go right down to the bottom. You know, it's like you have a drink. You can see the sugar and everything down inside the bottom. You don't want to get all the sugar. Oh. So you bring the hose up and you bring the straw up a bit. Mm. And you drink from a wrong beer.
Okay.
You can't get a hose and put to the top and just start pulling.
No.
I was just trying to
All right.
I was just trying the thing.
I think one of the things that we've been going off for quite a few minutes here about this whole idea of the ash and so on. And I think one of the things that we forgot to mention is that our thoughts and prayers are extended to our neighbors in St. Vincent. They must be having a torrid time. You know, I saw one video of somebody who said that they were actually on the Grenadines, and the Grenadines didn't have one speck of it. But there are parts of St. Vincent that has been heavily impacted. In my life, I've seen
5 inches of ash on roofs.
I've seen that roofs collapse because of the amount of weight of ash. And that ash, once it rains, becomes, I would tell you, take it from somebody who tried lifting a bucket of that thing when it's wet. Is heavier than concrete. That thing is the heaviest thing I've lifted in a bucket in all my days.
I'm trying to lift it up a bag.
And I just said, my